Today, I want to introduce myself. My name is Ashley Monet. I'm a hairstylist here in Houston, Texas. I own a salon in the Galleria area, and the name of my salon is She Care of Houston. I basically want to get on here and talk to you guys about the hair industry. You know, that's the purpose of this whole podcast is to share my experience of how I made it in this industry and my highs and lows and what I'm going through now and what I will continue to go through on a daily basis and what I have to fight in order to succeed, because it's not easy. A lot of times we think, oh, okay, I'm going to just become a hairstylist. I'm going to go to beauty school and I'm going to have this major clientele and I'm going to make a lot of money. No. So there has to be some planning involved when it comes to becoming a successful hairstylist. I learned that through experience. When I was in beauty school, I thought it was just cool to learn the craft, but hairstylists, they do more than just do good hair. A successful hairstylist, might I say. So a hairstylist's job is to do good hair, of course. Have a nice personality, make personal connections. You're a counselor, because sometimes your clients just come to you just to get feedback on their life and to get advice, you know, and to just get away from their kids and their husband and their family and to go just sit in your chair and feel relaxed. In addition to that, you know, there's hairstylists out there who don't know anything about business. I mean, you're a business owner, you know, unless you're going to do commission hairstyling. You know, when you become a booth runner, you become a business owner. And that's why you don't have very many successful salons and hairstylists that are professional, because they lack the business ethic. You know, so it's super important to learn business as well. How to budget your money, what to spend, how to be strategic about everything that you do. And then you become an advertiser, a marketer. We're living in a day and age. Yes, word of mouth is good, but you definitely have to learn how to market yourself in this social media society. You know, so it's a lot that goes into becoming a successful hairstylist. Social media presence is everything, you know, and that goes into detail. Like, there's so many things that that goes into just having a nice social media presence, you know. So on this channel, I want to talk about my journey, and I hope my prayer is that a hairstylist will hear this podcast and take it back with them and learn some things. I not only want to impart, but I want people to invest in me as well. I want to know your feedback. I want to know what it is that you're getting out of what I'm saying. Am I just spinning my wheels, or are you really being helped by the things that I say? One thing that I do want to say is I've been doing hair for about, I would say, almost 20 years. And it's an emotional roller coaster too. You know, sometimes you may be, you know, good. And then other times you may feel stagnant.